Listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Look up in the sky!
It's the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel, ready to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. You're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. Subscribe to our TalkTainment Radio YouTube channel. Our podcast is available. Or visit www.TalkTainmentRadio.com. Listeners can join the conversation by calling 614-401-8339. Today's show, the topic for today's show is One Sweet Summer. Make this summer a reminder that you only live once. And I am Ricky Tyers from Tyers Tours and Travel. And we're going to talk about how you can make this summer one sweet summer. But the deals have never been juicier and getting away has never felt sweeter. And why? Because it's never been clearer that you only live once. And that's what the show is about. We're going to get into that in the second half of the show. About if there's something that you want to do, you need to do it now because you only live once. But did you know, if a company asks you to pay with a prepaid gift card instead of a credit card or debit card, it's probably a scam. It's probably a scam. No matter what business you're in, if that business asks you to pay with a gift card, it is probably a scam. And in this post-pandemic, there's plenty of travel schemes. As cyber crime rises, so do the scams in travel. And travel is not immune to the scams going on. In fact, with so much pent-up demand in the industry, prices are rising, and so are the number of people who are spoofing websites in order to lure in the vulnerable. Has anyone offered you a free or nearly free trip recently? Rock-bottom deals in a market that is oversaturated with rising prices? They're tempting, but most likely they are not legit. Phone calls, emails, postcards with enticing travel offers look tempting, but a deal that's way under the value of a trip, like five nights in a hotel plus airfare to Maui for $200, means it's probably a scam. The best way to avoid falling victim to these deals is to walk away. If it seems too good to be true, it's probably too good to be true. Rental cars are hard to come by in a post-pandemic travel landscape. So, of course, deals that offer cars at affordable prices are to be met with some skepticism. Several travelers alerted us this spring to fake rental car company scams. Crooks set up phony customer service numbers online that look just like the major rental car companies, and when you call, they take your money and your personal information and they leave you stranded. It's also been reported fake sites selling TSA PreCheck and Global Entry programs. Travelers interested in enrolling in or renewing TSA PreCheck should start the process by going to the official government website, tsa.gov. Looking for a vacation rental? Watch out for the fraudulent companies that are offering properties that are not real. Keep all your interactions with a vacation property on the website of the legitimate companies. A request to take your conversation off the site is a sign of a likely scam. If a property has a few reviews or seems too good to be true, search the address online and check it on Google Maps. And to avoid all this, use a travel advisor. One way to avoid getting scammed is to use a reputable travel advisor to assist you with your vacation planning. Travel advisors are an advocate for travelers on many levels. They don't just rebook canceled flights and help get clients home when things go wrong. Travelers help their customers avoid situations where they may get scammed and steer them clear of deals that are too good to be true. Good advisors provide their customers with peace of mind as well as a safe, healthy, seamless travel experience, especially during a pandemic. So just to make sure that you're aware that there's a lot of travel scams going on, and if a travel company asks you to pay for something with a gift card, it's usually a scam. So this just in, cruising is back. Wow, cruising is back. Maybe with restrictions, but they say cruising is back. And to show you how complicated this is, I'm reading to you Royal Caribbean's protocol depending on where you're cruising from. So if you're cruising from Seattle, the protocol is guests who are 16 years and older must be fully vaccinated against COVID-19, and those 12 and over as of 8/1 must be vaccinated. If you're cruising from Florida, it is strongly recommended that guests set sail fully vaccinated. If they are eligible, those who are unvaccinated or unable to verify vaccination will be required to undergo testing. They will be responsible for any expenses incurred, and they must follow other protocols. At this time, they don't tell us what the other protocols are. These expenses are still being finalized, so they can't even tell you what the extra expenses are at this time, but they want you to book the cruise. So if you cruise from Texas, vaccine requirements are being finalized based on state law. All crew members will be vaccinated, and this is with Royal Caribbean. No matter where you sail from, all crew members will be vaccinated against COVID-19. So, just so you know, Texas and Florida has banned vaccine passports. Florida's governor revealed cruise lines operating in the state that asked passengers for proof of vaccinations would be fined $5,000 per passenger. Wow. But cruising's back. It is back. Maybe. It's back. It's back with a lot of restrictions. So I'll also read to you Carnival Cruise Lines protocol. And this is from Seattle. And what you have to understand, Seattle is saying all passengers on a cruise ship has to be vaccinated. So this is Carnival from Seattle. The cruise line will operate with fully vaccinated guests who will be required to present proof of vaccination at time of check-in. Vaccines must be approved by either the CDC or the World Health Organization. Again, we're talking about from Seattle. on Carnival Cruise Lines. Vaccinated guests will not be required to wear a face mask or maintain physical distancing while on board. Masks will be required in the cruise terminal, and guests will have to follow all necessary local guidance at the destinations that they visit. Vaccinated guests may participate in Carnival tours or independent activities. And Carnival is in the process of finalizing their Alaskan tours and more availability to be added by the end of the month. Carnival will provide more details to guests in a know before you go email the week before you sail. That's awful late to find out what you got to do on a cruise. But again, we're talking about Carnival, and that was cruising from Seattle, which pretty much matches what Royal Caribbean is saying when you sail from Seattle. Now, this is what Carnival is saying when you sail from Texas. The July cruises will operate with at least 95% of fully vaccinated guests who will be required to present proof of vaccination at time of check-in. Vaccines must be approved by either the CDC or the World Health Organization. Vaccinated guests will not be required to wear a face mask or maintain physical distancing while on board. Guests will have to follow all the necessary local guidance at the destination they visit. The CDC guidelines for operating a highly vaccinated cruise provides the ability to accommodate a small number of unvaccinated guests. As you know, children 12 and under cannot be vaccinated. So a lot of the cruise lines are making exceptions for kids. Children under 12 who cannot be vaccinated, and exemptions are required by federal law on restricted voyages based on the number of vaccinated guests on board. We plan to accommodate a small number of exemptions. Such guests are being asked to put their names on a list for follow-up communication. There will be testing, mask requirements, and other restrictions for unvaccinated guests who are granted an exemption. Guests who determine the time is not right to sail may cancel their cruise by June 14th, and they can rebook at a later time. Okay, that was sailing from Texas. Now, after Carnival came out with that announcement, the governor of Texas announced that he's banning vaccine passports. So there's a lot of confusion. So this is Carnival's notice about sailing from Florida. And it says, an update is being provided to guests and travel agents for our Carnival Horizon sailing in July. We are advising that the current CDC requirements for cruising with a guest base that is unvaccinated are much more restrictive and will make it very difficult to deliver the experience our guests expect, especially given the large number of families with younger children who sail with us. We will continue to work with the state of Florida and the CDC on plans, and we'll be providing an update by Friday concerning specifics to Carnival Horizon July sailings. So there's so much going on. And just to show you how backwards we are, Japan plans to roll out a COVID-19 vaccination certificate to enable citizens to travel overseas. IATAN is developing a travel pass, a digital travel pass, to go live in a few weeks. The app allows travelers to store and manage verified documentation for COVID-19 tests or vaccinations, as well as sending test results and vaccine certifications to users securely. It helps users to find test centers at departures and arrival locations. It also lists up-to-date information on travel restrictions in each destination. The app has also been updated to help speed up border point clearance upon arrival. So that's IATAN. They're providing a digital travel pass. EU, Europe, is developing a new travel certificate. So there's a lot of companies that are producing travel certificates, but as usual, the United States is lacking behind. And we're lacking behind because we lack direction. We absolutely lack direction. So you're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTimeRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. Stay tuned for the second half of the show where we talk about you only live once. And we talk about one sweet summer. What's meant by that is that one sweet summer is a sale where you get hotel savings up to 70% plus up to an extra $150 off. You get $150 off on selected packages using selected codes. And this is good for travel through 5/31/2022. So, it's available on TyusTours.com, and it is called One Sweet Summer Sale. It's offered by two different vendors, Funjet Vacations and United Vacations. All these savings free up the budget for you only live once extras, like room upgrades, private travel, transfers, spa days, excursions. Make every moment of your summer vacation a reminder that you only live once, and that once ought to be an oh so sweet vacation. So we have 12 key travel advisories that were announced last month, and this is by the U.S. State Department. The U.S. State Department has been busy in recent weeks assessing potential threats to Americans traveling abroad. More than 1 year into the coronavirus pandemic, COVID-19 continues to be the leading cause of concern behind the department's updated travel advisories. Here are some of the most notable pieces of advice from the State Department officials heading into the busy summer travel period. Anguilla is a level 3. The State Department encouraged Americans to reconsider travel to Anguilla due to health and safety measures and COVID-related conditions in an update on May 10th as the country was in the midst of a temporary shutdown. However, Anguilla has since reopened to visitors, and beginning July 1st, fully vaccinated visitors will no longer be required to quarantine or undergo testing upon arrival. Travelers will still need to apply for entry permission and produce a negative COVID-19 test result taken 3 to 5 days prior to arrival. The French Polynesia is a level 3. The French Polynesia, which includes the popular island destinations of Tahiti and Bora Bora, is listed as a level 3, and the State Department states that you should reconsider the travel due to COVID-19. As of May 10th, the island recently reopened to international visitors who can meet vaccination and testing requirements. The United Kingdom is a level 3. The State Department is asking Americans to reconsider travel to the United Kingdom due to COVID-19 this summer, and to exercise increased caution due to terrorism. There are restrictions in place affecting U.S. citizens' entry into the U.K. They refer to the destination traffic light system that breaks countries up into red, amber, and green categories. Egypt is a level 4. Do not travel to Egypt due to COVID-19, the State Department said in the May 12th update. Reconsider travel due to terrorism and do not travel to the Sinai Peninsula with the exception of travel to certain places by air in the western desert due to terrorism. Egyptian border areas are due to military zones. Officials also recommend Americans increase caution if traveling to Egypt due to the embassy's limited ability to assist dual national U.S. Egyptian citizens in the event that they are arrested or detained. You know, since we're talking about the State Department, I recently had a friend that had a heart attack in Honduras, and he passed away. And the family has to get with the State Department to help get his body back to the United States. So if you're traveling during the post-pandemic era, just be certain that you get travel insurance. Travel insurance covers a host of things, in case you get sick, in case of national disasters, they can get you out of there. But the cost of travel insurance is fairly inexpensive, and it will save you a lot of headaches. So Israel, which they say is level 3, and I say is level 4, the ongoing Israel-Palestine conflict led the State Department to issue a level 3 travel advisory for Israel, the West Bank, and Gaza on May 13th. Officials are urging Americans to reconsider travel to Israel due to armed conflict and civil unrest, and to exercise increased caution in Israel due to COVID-19 travel restrictions and quarantine procedures instituted by the local government. Do not travel to the West Bank due to COVID-19 travel restrictions and quarantine procedures instituted by the Palestinian Authority. The department warned, do not travel to Gaza due to COVID-19 terrorism, civil unrest, and armed conflict. Israel recently began welcoming vaccinated group tours. Barbados is a level 3. Barbados is listed at level 3 due to COVID-19. As of May 17th, Americans are advised to reconsider travel to the Caribbean island for now. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has also issued a level 3 travel health notice for Barbados, including a high level of COVID-19. The island remains open to travelers with some vaccination and testing requirements. Thailand is a level 3. Although Thailand continues to reopen to tourists in phases, the State Department encourages potential visitors to reconsider travel due to the pandemic. Travelers are also advised to reconsider any travel plans to Yala, Patina, Providence due to civil unrest. Fiji is a level 4. Why the CDC only warns of moderate levels of COVID-19 in Fiji, the State Department is advising Americans to avoid the South Pacific country for now due to COVID-19 related conditions, which include restriction on entry. Commercial transportation to or from Fiji is not available, and it may be difficult to enter or leave Fiji, and travelers should expect delays entering Fiji or returning to the United States. So I'll repeat. Fiji is a level 4, and they say that commercial transportation to and from Fiji is not available or is partially available. And it may be difficult to enter or leave Fiji, and travelers should expect delays entering Fiji or returning to the United States. Colombia is a level 4. And again, we're talking about 12 key travel advisories that were announced in May. Colombia is a level 4. Colombia is one of the many countries around the world listed at level 4 heading into June. In an update published on May 18th, the State Department advised Americans to avoid travel to the South American destination due to COVID-19 and to exercise increased caution in Colombia due to civil unrest, crime, terrorism, kidnapping. Colombia is open to tourists, but they are warned that the country is experiencing continued demonstrations, unrest, disruptions. Travelers are asked to avoid certain areas of Colombia due to crime and terrorism. Antigua and Barbuda, which we've had on the air here. As of May 24th, travelers should reconsider travel to visit the Caribbean islands of Antigua and Barbuda due to the pandemic. The destination is open for our tourists, but those aged 12 and under will require a negative COVID-19 PCR test taken within 7 days of their arrival and are subject to quarantine as determined by the quarantine authority, the U.S. Embassy in the Eastern Caribbean state. Japan is a level 4. The State Department advises Americans to avoid travel to Japan due to COVID-19. In an updated published on May 24th, citing the CDC's level 4 travel health notice for the country, due to the current conditions related to COVID coronavirus and restrictions preventing U.S. citizens to visit for tourism purposes. Sri Lanka is a level 4. The State Department issued a level 4 travel advisory for Sri Lanka on May 24th as the country enters a lockdown due to a recent surge in COVID-19 cases. Sri Lanka International Airport has been closed to arriving international commercial passenger flights until at least June 1st. The U.S. Embassy in Sri Lanka states, in addition to the coronavirus threat, officials advise future visitors to the country to exercise increased caution due to terrorism. So that was the 12 key travel advisories that's announced by the U.S. State Department. They say the United Kingdom is a level 3, but there's a variant going on there. So I would caution going to the UK. And of course, Egypt is a level 4. And there's a lot of problems in Egypt. So I would suggest we stay away from Egypt. Israel, which it's my understanding that they pretty much have the coronavirus under control. But because of the conflict that's going on between Israel and the Palestinian, I would warn not to go to Israel. And then they talk about Colombia and Fiji. And basically Fiji, they're saying if you go to Fiji, there's a good chance you won't get out of Fiji. So I would stay away from Fiji. And then Colombia, with all the crime and corruption and everything else going on, I would stay out of Colombia. They talk about Japan. The State Department advises Americans to avoid travel to Japan due to COVID-19. Update. So you're listening to It's Your Time to Travel. And you can join the conversation at 614-401-8339. Look Up in the Sky. It's a superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTimeRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard.
Hey, I'm Haley Kiyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream.
Said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Okay, kids, Dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart, then a pump your knee.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids. Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When you shop Goodwill, you don't just bring home a vintage dress or cat lamp. You bring home so much good to your community, because everything you buy funds local job training and more. Goodwill, bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Look Up in the Sky. It's a superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. And our topic for today is One Sweet Summer. Make this summer a reminder of YOLO. You only live once. So, the deals have never been juicier and getting away has never felt sweeter. Why? Because it's never been clearer that you only live once. With deals this good and the world opening back up, do it right. Use our huge savings towards the things you've always wanted to do. Get room upgrades, private transfers, special excursions, beach dinners, spa days, and do all this because you only live once. So what I want to talk about is I recently traveled during this post-pandemic. It was just a little trip. I flew from Detroit to Atlanta, and when I got to the airport, The line for the security was out the door. As a matter of fact, as I walked back through the line, I went, when does this line end? And the TSA pre-check, that line was also out the door. But there was one line that was moving extremely fast. Extremely fast. And I went, what the? And that line was simply called, it was called Clear. So when I got to Atlanta, I looked up what Clear was. And Clear is also a checkpoint that will check you in at a security checkpoint. It's called Clear. And what I noticed was is as I got closer and closer to my to the checkpoint, that the people that use Clear, once they checked in, boom, they went straight through. No taking off your shoes, no taking off your belt, you know, taking off your hat, putting your belt, your shoes in your belt in a bucket, taking your laptop out of your backpack. You know, you got to make sure that you put your laptop in a bucket by itself and your backpack on the belt, taking everything out of your pockets. So I looked up exactly what Clear is. And Clear is also a checkpoint. So instead of using traditional ID documents, Clear uses biometric. And what they mean by biometric is they use your eyes and face and fingerprints to confirm it's really you. Biometrics are identifiers such as your irises and fingerprints. These distinct characteristics are the most accurate forms of ID. Clear transforms your biometrics into encrypted code, and the pattern of ones and zeros is unique to you only. They match your fingerprints and your irises to your unique code, and every time you check in, you zip right through. And that's how they prove you are you, and they keep you moving. And also, the other thing I read about this Clear is they can connect your vaccine information to a health pass in the Clear app. So this is a system that you can add your vaccine information into their health pass. It says, touchless travel is here. See the how we keep you moving at the airport. So, and they've also figured out a way. Getting you to your gate just got easier. Clear. They have a new home to gate feature, which puts you in control, giving you the information you need to confidentially decide when to leave your home for your flight. Their technology integrates traffic data, security screening, and terminal walking times to tell you exactly when to leave and arrive at your gate 35 minutes before your flight. And all this is called Clear. Now, there's some setbacks with Clear. Okay? It's only available at 50 airports. Because I looked it up, and it's available in Cleveland and Cincinnati, but it's not available in Columbus. And then, it's only available with two airlines. It's only available, I flew Delta. It's only available with Delta and United. So there is clearly some problems if you don't live in one of the 50 major airports, and Columbus, Ohio, which is where we are, was not one of them. okay? The cost of it, I thought, was like $179 a year was the cost of it. And all they talk about is how they keep you moving, and which I have to admit, seeing it firsthand, they were running groups of 10 people through the line like it was water. And those people move fast, okay? But the problems are is that you always would have to fly at this time, Delta or United, and to make it worth your while, make it worth your money, you would have to fly out of a major airport. As I stated, in Ohio, Cleveland and Cincinnati has it, but Columbus does not. So that's one of the first things I noticed during my post-pandemic trip was the security lines were off the hook. And the other thing that I noticed was, at least in Detroit, they had dogs walking behind you, sniffing you, and it was kind of eerie, because they stand you next to another person and they have you walk at a steady pace and they walk the dogs behind you. But in Detroit, we didn't have to take off our belt, we didn't have to take off our shoes, we didn't have to do any of that, which was reverse of Atlanta. But in Detroit, we didn't have to take off our shoes and we didn't have to take off our belt. And I actually got to my gate 10 to 15 minutes ahead of the boarding time, which was pretty good considering how crazy that airport is. And I've flown out of airports. For example, I flew out of Miami when a hurricane was coming. So you can imagine how hectic that airport was. But that airport was nothing compared to what I saw in Detroit when I flew out last Thursday to Atlanta. So now I get to the plane lands. I get to Atlanta. Everything's cool. You know, so I go get my bag, and I catch the trans to the luggage department. And I've been to Atlanta before, but some kind of way. I got off too early. I got off the trans too early, so I had to wait and get back on the trans to get to the luggage department. And then when I get to the luggage department, again, you think I've never flown before because I couldn't figure out what carousel had my luggage. So I had to figure all that out. So I figured all that out, and now I caught the trans over to the rental car area, because if you've ever been to the Atlanta airport, everything is trans. So I catch the trans over to the rental car area, and I don't know if you know, but rental cars are at a premium. During the pandemic, most of the rental car companies sold their supplies to stay afloat. So rental cars are not as available as they were pre-pandemic, post-pandemic. Example, I get a post from a client that's in Las Vegas who rented a car with Thrifty, and Thrifty is sending them to Dollar because Thrifty doesn't have any cars. And that's in Vegas. So in Atlanta, if you're traveling, the first thing I would suggest to you is that you prepay your car. Don't wait till you get to the counter to pay your car. That car is not going to be there. Your reservation is going to be gone. But so when I get to the rental car company, all the rental car companies are packed. I mean, they have people lined up out the door to get rental cars. I rent a car from Budget. I have a contract with Budget. I've always used Budget. I rent a car from Budget. I go straight up to the counter. There's one lady ahead of me, and she's already being waited on. And I get to the counter, I'm sorry. I am a Rapid Rewards member, so I don't have to go to the counter. So I go out to where the rental car is. And I go out there, and I don't see anything with my name on it. There's only two cars in the parking lot. Only two. I don't see. So I stop at the counter out there, who sent me back to the counter inside. So I go to the counter inside, and the counter inside, the lady was nice, and she asked me a series of questions. Well, let me tell you what the questions were that she asked me. So, of course, she asked me for ID. So I gave her my ID, and she asked me for my card, and I gave her my card. Okay. Then she proceeded to ask me to prove to her that I had a return flight, which in today's time is hard to do because I have nothing paper. I have everything on my phone. So I had to go back through my phone and find the email stating that I had a return flight. Okay. Nothing unusual there. So then I'm standing there, and the next thing she says to me is, your insurance company is on the phone. I go, that's odd. Oh, no, let's skip that part. Let's back up. She asked me if I wanted their liability insurance, and I said, no, I have my own insurance. So as I stand there, she says to me, your insurance company is on the line. Okay, that's strange. So I talked to my insurance company, who says to me, that they can email me a copy of my insurance cards. And I go, well, that's fine. But this person at the desk never asked me for an insurance card. She asked me if I wanted to buy their insurance. She never asked me for an insurance card. So my insurance company says to me that I have to give them permission to talk to her. So I don't know what their conversation was about, but my insurance company hung up on her. Okay? My insurance company totally hung up on her. So, you know, after signing a bunch of papers, I finally got a car. And I had rented a car, and they gave me an SUV, which was nice, which was really nice. But it's just that if you're traveling and you're renting a car, prepay that car. Because if you don't, people that walk up to the counter is going to get that car ahead of you. So you need to make sure that you prepay that car. So now it's, you know, 2-3 days have gone by. I'm going back to the airport. I'm returning the rental car. One of the things that my family installs in me whenever I go to Atlanta is don't stop for gas. They said, don't stop for gas, because if you stop for gas, your car would get they would take your car. So I never put gas in the car. Never put gas in the car when I returned it to the airport. And I also got it back to the airport a half hour later than what I was supposed to. But the young lady checking me in did a great job. She's fantastic. She said, don't worry about it. It's just a couple gallons. She'll fill it back up. And they didn't say anything about me getting there half hour late. So my advice to you, if you're renting a car, if you're renting a car this summer, is prepay that car and pray to God that they have it when you get there, because when I walked out and didn't see a car with my name on it, as is the normal procedure before the pandemic, because I think as a Fast Rewards member, normally I just go out to the parking lot and there's a car with my name on it, I turn the key, take off. Okay, but I guess because of this pandemic, they've changed the rules on that. But one of the things I learned in Atlanta, and every time I go to Atlanta, my family, my sister stays out in the suburbs. My sister stays in Alpharetta. And one of the things they insist that I don't do once I get close to the airport is stop and fill up stop and fill up the car, because they have so many, what is it called, carjacks in that area around the airport, that they suggest to me that you don't get out of the car. They just absolutely don't get out of the car. So that was my travel piece. So I, and because I was running late, I mean, I was really running late. My plane was supposed to board at 4:40, and I didn't get to the boarding area until about 4:40. One of the problems I had flying out of Atlanta is simply that they held the plane up. We were supposed to leave at 5:02. They held the plane up because one passenger hadn't showed up yet. And when I say that they held the plane up, wow. We didn't get out of Atlanta. When the passenger finally got there, and the reason why they held the plane up was because the passenger was transferring from another plane, and the plane was late. So they held the plane up an hour. And then when the passenger finally got on board, and we taxied to the runway, it started pouring down rain, and so we had to sit on the tarmac another half hour, because they didn't want to take off in a torrential downpour. So, one of the things I did for this trip, and I normally don't do this, is I used a car service to take me to the airport, which really made it nice. He picked me up at my home, dropped me off at the door at the airport, and picked me up at baggage claim when I got back. And because the plane didn't get into... we were supposed to have gotten in at 7 o'clock, and we didn't. We actually didn't land until about 7:38. He had texted me and said he was running late, which was fortunate because by the time I got to baggage claim, he was pulling up maybe 10 minutes later. So one of the reasons why we were late was because they held the plane up for this passenger, and also because there was a terrific downstorm. So we actually landed about 40 minutes late, and the plane was supposed to have gotten in at 7:02. We got in. We landed about 7:40. But if you're traveling this summer, you can expect large crowds. You can expect, like I said, a lady texts me from Vegas, and she shows me this picture where these people are lined up to get a rental car, and she said she rented a car from Thrifty, and they're sending her to Dollar because Thrifty didn't have any more cars and they were closed down. So my suggestion to you is, please prepay your rental car. It's that simple. You know, anything that goes on with the airlines is pretty much out of your control. So one of the things they were very nasty about on the flight coming from Atlanta is the lady made an announcement that says that if we have to tell you again to wear your mask, you're going to be in trouble when we get on the ground. And I thought that was a very negative conversation to have. If there was one person on the plane who wasn't wearing a mask, they should have went to that one person instead of making that announcement. Because going to Atlanta, the announcement was, you know, if you take your mask down, you know, we would gently let you know that you need to keep your mask up, okay? And going from Atlanta to Detroit, this person gets on the, and she makes an announcement, and she's even trying to teach us how to eat and keep our mask up at the same time, which I thought was hilarious, okay? I haven't got a survey from Delta on this flight, but I will, because this stewardess, or she was very nasty about it, you know, and And if I have to tell you again to wear your mask, you're going to be in trouble when we get on the ground. And she said at a time when no food had been served. This was before the food was even served. The flight was so bad that they served food about 20 minutes before it was time to land. So, you know, that was just a rough flight all together coming back to Detroit. But if you're traveling this summer and if you're taking the air, we have a promotion going on called One Sweet Summer. It's hotel savings up to 70% plus an extra $150 off. If you're traveling to Mexico, the Caribbean, Central America, Hawaii, and Europe, you also get $150 off air and hotel packages. All these savings free up the budget for your once-in-a-lifetime savings. You get room upgrades, private transfers, spa days, and excursions. Make every moment of your summer vacation a reminder that you only live once, and that once ought to be oh so sweet. And it's a One Sweet Summer sale going on now. It is located on our website, www.tirestours.com. That is being offered through three different vendors. Blue Sky Tours handles just Hawaii, United Airlines, or United Vacations, and is also being handled through Funjet Vacations. So we have this promotion going on, and United Airlines, they have the lowest airfares available are on United. And just as a side comment, United just signed a contract to bring back the Supersonic. So they will bring back the Supersonic. So for our next show, I want to have a couple guests, a couple of travel agents on. One guy, Richard Dixon, is from Michigan, and Dr. Thomas is from Louisiana. And we're going to talk about what it's like being black in travel. Travel Weekly published a research that demonstrated a wide gap in perception between white travel professionals and black travel professionals about how diverse and inclusive the industry is. 61% of white respondents felt it was diverse and inclusive, and an equal percentage of black respondents felt that it was not. So this is a conversation that I will have with my other travel agents on the next It's Your Time to Travel show. Just so you know that we have a lot of promotions going on. I just signed a contract with Vivid Seats, and I'm going to provide tickets, if you go to my website, I haven't set it up yet, for Dallas versus Pittsburgh in Canton, Ohio for the Hall of Fame game, August the 8th. Also have a Cleveland Browns game versus Los Angeles Chargers in L.A., that includes two nice hotel on the beach in L.A. So if you visit my website, again, it's www.tirestours.com. Our phone number is 866-547-5362. If you're interested in any of those events, plus we have numerous things going on. The One Sweet Summer Sale covers just about any place you want to go. Jamaica is, of course, my favorite. I always have good prices going to Jamaica. It's just that I learned so much traveling during this pandemic that it kind of shocked me about all the things that was going on. So Look Up in the Sky, it's a superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyus, and he's able to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer, and we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard.